Welcome to the Time to Thrive podcast, a podcast designed to help you level up every aspect in your life. I am one of your hosts, Jordan.
And I'm Jared. We are a multi-passionate couple so excited about helping others thrive in their health, wealth, relationships, and careers.
Together, we are here to share with you knowledge, experiences, tips, and tricks to help you step into your fullest potential while also keeping it real.
If you're ready to create the life of your dreams and have fun doing it, then you've come to the right place. So hit that subscribe button and press play, because baby,
it's time to thrive.
Welcome back into another episode of Time to Thrive, and this is a solo episode with Jared, really pouring into you guys today from a question that was asked on our Instagram around being stuck in your business, or the quote-unquote feeling stuck. So let's talk about the feeling of being stuck. You know, that moment when you feel like you're spinning your wheels, you're doing all the things, but nothing is really happening, and you start questioning, is this even working? If you're capable, if you should even keep going with your business. And I get it. I've been there. Every single person has been there at one point or another. But here's the truth, and I need you to hear this. You're not actually stuck. You're just simply not moving. And I know that that might hit hard, but you need to stay with me for this whole episode, because once you understand this, everything is going to change. When I say that you're not stuck, you're just moving. It's when people say that they're stuck in their business, what they actually mean is that they don't see any results yet. So they slow down. They're avoiding doing the things that they actually want to be able to do to move that needle forward. They're waiting for the motivation instead of relying on the discipline that's needed. You get overwhelmed. So what happens is you shut down. But the thing is, being stuck isn't a real thing. You're not glued to the floor. You're not in quicksand. There's nothing actually holding you back except for the fact that you are not taking action within your own business and holding yourself accountable. So think about it. When was the last time that you felt like you had real momentum within your business? It wasn't when you were sitting back thinking about the things that you were going to do. It's when that you were in motion, talking to people, creating that content, following up with people, hosting those events, making those big business moves. Action creates the momentum, and the momentum is what leads us to those results. So if you don't feel like you have the momentum right now, well, guess what? That means it's time to get into action. I thought that there was a time that I was stuck too, but it was realizing that you're avoiding the work that needs to get done. Because without it, you just end up spinning your tires. So there was a time when we felt stuck, and I remember looking at our numbers and being like, why aren't things moving? I feel like we're doing everything. But then when we got really real and deep with ourselves, we realized, am I doing actually everything that I possibly can? The answer was no. We were busy. Things were going on. There was a lot of quote unquote excuses happening, but I wasn't actually doing the activities that would grow the business forward. Scrolling, consuming content, planning to do what you're going to do and waiting for people to come instead of going out there and making those connections. It's not that you're stuck, it's that you're avoiding the work. And the second that you decide to stop waiting and start moving, that's when everything shifts. It's not an overnight thing. It's not in a one day thing, but slowly that momentum will come back. You have to be able to get out of your own head and get into that action, because that's exactly what I want you to do today. In this episode, it's going to be all about the radical responsibility. So if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling frustrated, if you've questioned everything, this episode is for you, and I am not going to be here to sugarcoat things for you. Okay? This is about taking radical responsibility from where you are and realizing that at any moment you have the power to shift it and to change the way that you are presenting your business and your product or your service to other people. You're not just waiting for the motivation. You're not hoping for something to change, but you're deciding to get into that action and create your own momentum. So by the end of this episode, my goal for you is to say, I'm going to stop saying that I'm being stuck. You're going to identify exactly what's keeping you from moving. And you're going to get back into that activity today. Because the moment that you move, everything changes. So saddle up and let's go. Being stuck isn't real. It's a decision. Okay, and let's get real about that. If you've been saying, I feel stuck, I need you to understand something. That stuck isn't real. It's a decision. Okay? And I know that that might sting a little, but hear me out. Saying that you're stuck is just a way for you to make yourself feel better about the fact that you really haven't been moving. You haven't been pushing yourself. And it's not that you don't know what to do. It's that you're avoiding the things that need to get done. So think about it. Have you really done everything in your power to move forward? Or are you just telling yourself that you're stuck because you haven't felt like taking the action? Most of the time when people say they're stuck, what they really mean is, I don't feel motivated. I'm scared to put myself out there. I'm avoiding rejection. I don't want to feel uncomfortable or put myself in an uncomfortable situation. That's not being stuck. That's just staying within your comfort zone. And here's the thing, nothing will ever grow within your comfort zone. If you're waiting for that magical breakthrough to happen while staying exactly in the same place, it's never coming. You have to be the one that creates that momentum. So what I want you to do is look at your calendar. This is where I have to ask you, have you actually been working your business or have you been thinking about working your business? Because if I looked at your calendar right now, what would I see? Would I see scheduled reach outs? Would I see the follow-ups? Would I see time blocked for content creation? Would I see the calls booked with prospects? Or would I see gaps? Would I see a whole lot of waiting, a whole lot of scrolling, a whole lot of telling yourself you're going to start tomorrow? Because here's the truth. If you don't have proof in the work in your calendar, then you're not stuck. You're just not in activity. And the people that are winning in this business, they don't have some secret formula. They just show up every single day and do the work. The people who are struggling, they're thinking about working their business. They think about working their business more than they're actually working on it. Okay, so let's talk about something even deeper. Are you confusing your excuses with facts? Fact is, I talked to 20 people today, but no one was interested. An excuse is, no one is interested in what I'm offering. A fact is, I don't know how to use social media effectively yet, but I am learning how to use it. An excuse that you're telling yourself is, I'm not good at social media, so I'm not even going to try. Fact is, I don't feel motivated today, but I'm going to show up for you anyways. An excuse is, I don't feel motivated, so I'm going to take the entire day off. Do you see the difference? Facts keep you in the control seat. Excuses completely give your power away. And if you want to level up, if you want to start being honest with yourself about which one you're choosing, and here's the best part, you don't have to feel motivated. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to even know if something that you're doing is working. You just have to be able to move. Because action creates the clarity, and you're going to figure out things by doing them, not by thinking about them, not by overanalyzing them, and definitely not by waiting for the perfect moment, because guess what? That moment isn't coming. Every single time that you take action, you learn something. Even if it doesn't work, you're still learning what doesn't work and which is valuable. Every single step forward, even the messy ones, gets you closer to that goal, but standing still, that gets you nowhere. The only real time that you are going to fail is choosing to stay stuck when you have the ability to move. So today I challenge you to stop saying that you're stuck and start being honest whether you're in motion, because the second that you start moving, everything is going to change. What I want you to think about is, if you wouldn't join you right now, why would anyone else? And be brutally, brutally honest with yourself for a second. If you were on the outside looking in, would you be excited to join your own business? Would you be inspired by your energy, your content, your consistency? Because here's the thing, people don't join businesses, they join people. They join energy. They join confidence. They join momentum. And if your energy is off, if you're showing up half in, half out, 1 foot in, 1 foot out, and you operate from frustration instead of excitement, people can feel that. So please take a second and I want you to audit yourself. Are you still fired up about what you're offering? Are you showing up in ways that people want to be a part of? Or are you just doing it? Are you in a funk? Are you just going through the motions? Because if you don't feel excited about your business, why would anybody else feel excited about it? This doesn't mean that you have to have fake energy. This doesn't mean that you need to take responsibility for shifting your own vibe, okay? But get back into a place where you were having fun, where you were excited about what is possible, where you're creating that momentum that others want to be a part of. If you wouldn't sign up with you right now, then something needs to change, and that starts right now. So let's talk about your messaging, okay? Let's talk about the messages you're bringing out. If you feel like you're talking and nobody's listening, it's not because your audience is broken. It's because your message about what you're talking about needs to evolve. So ask yourself, are you saying the same thing over and over but expecting different results? Because if what you're putting out there isn't landing, it's time to tweak it. Maybe you're being too vague. Instead of talking about this business is amazing, blah, 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 show why. Show real stories, real results, real transformations. Maybe you're just speaking to the wrong audience. If you're not getting the engagement, think about who am I talking to? What do they need to hear? Maybe you're playing it too safe. People connect with authenticity. So stop filtering yourself. Be real. Share the struggles. Share the wins. Share the losses. Show people what's actually possible with what you're doing. Because sometimes it's not that your business isn't growing. It's that your message isn't evolving with you. So make sure that your messaging reflects the version of yourself that you are trying to level up to. And if you're wanting for people to become magically show up within your inbox asking for information, you're going to be waiting a long time. Because this business isn't about waiting. It's about creating. And that means making new connections, starting new conversations, expanding your network every single day. So please, I want you to be honest here. When was the last time that you intentionally started a conversation with someone new? When was the last time that you engaged with your audience beyond just posting and hoping that they would respond to you? When was the last time that you reached out to someone not to sell, but to genuinely connect and put them first? If you're not having conversations, if you're not building a real business, right? The whole point around building a business, it doesn't really matter what kind of sphere you're in. You need to be able to connect and have the conversations, or else you're simply not going to build a business.
Hi, friends. Quick question for you. Does your life ever feel like a chaotic mix of sticky notes, half-finished planners, and big goals that just end up sitting there? Because honestly, same here until I found the InCharge app. I just recently joined a high-level coaching program for 2025, and one of the tasks was to find a habit tracker that I could keep throughout the year to keep me on track with my basic green drink, my outdoor walks, my meditations, and all the other things that I need to just show up for myself daily. And I stumbled across this app and have been loving it. Honestly, it's like an ultimate life organization tool. It's got everything: a habit tracker to keep you consistent, a space for your goals and manifestations, your affirmations, your own vision board, and even your daily schedule. Yep, all in one app, and it is so aesthetically pleasing. It is perfect. What I love most about it is how it brings everything together. I can track my habits, map out my dreams, stay on top of my schedule, and all update it from one place without losing a bunch of little papers. We all know that feeling. It is like having a personal assistant and life coach right on my phone. So if you are ready to ditch the chaos and you actually want to take control of your life and have everything in one spot, download InCharge today. You can scroll down, click our link, and anybody that does click that link and grabs the InCharge app, we will send over our vision board planning ebook so that you can step through some really epic steps to really cast your vision for your 2025, add those to your InCharge app, and really create that vision board and life of your dreams. So go click the link, shoot us a message on Instagram, and we would absolutely love to see what you are creating.
If it's not working, I can't speak right now. If it's not working, fix it. Okay? So one of the most important mindset shifts that you need to do is be obsessed with the solutions. And if something isn't working, that doesn't mean your business is broken. What that means is that something you need to do is to adjust. So instead of saying people aren't buying, ask yourself, am I showing the value clearly enough? Am I talking to the right people? I'm not getting engagement on my post. Well, ask yourself, is this content actually resonating? Am I creating a connection, or am I just posting and praying and throwing spaghetti at the wall for the sake of it? If you say, I feel stuck, think about and ask yourself, what is missing? What's that next move that I need to make? The people who succeed in this business aren't the ones that never face challenges. They're not the ones that sit in frustration. They move by getting into fixing mode. So if something isn't working right now, don't just sit there and complain about it. Fix it, shift it, adjust it, try something new, because the moment that you stop seeing problems as roadblocks and start seeing them as stepping stones, everything is going to change. Reigniting your business isn't about some big dramatic change. It's about tweaking small things that make a difference every day. So what I really want you to do is audit your energy, get that excitement back, refresh your message, make sure it's landing with people, start new conversations, stop waiting for people to message you. Be obsessed with solutions. And if it's not working, pivot, adjust. It's not a you issue. It's a issue of you actually doing the things that need to get done to push your business forward. And this is your business. And if you bring the right energy, you bring the right message, and you bring the right activity, you can completely change the results starting today. So stop waiting for motivation, and you need to just take action. Okay, let's get one thing really, really straight. People that are winning in this business and in any sort of business aren't more motivated than you. They don't wake up overflowing with the inspiration, the joy that you have. Okay, they don't always feel like showing up, but they do it anyways. The difference between those that succeed and those that feel stuck, it's that discipline factor. If you're sitting around waiting to feel like working your business, to feel like doing something for your business, you're going to be waiting forever, because motivation is completely unreliable. It's fleeting. It comes and it goes. And if you only take action when you feel like it, the results around your business are going to be inconsistent as best. So what do successful people do? They take action when they don't feel like it. They've trained themselves to show up regardless of emotions. And guess what? Action creates the motivation. You don't wait to feel motivated. You start moving, because the motivation is going to catch up. So I want you to stop saying, I don't feel motivated, and start saying, I'm going to take action no matter what. Because that's the mindset that separates winners from the ones that say that they're stuck. What you need to do is you need to create a daily action checklist. Scrolling isn't a strategy. If you don't have a daily action checklist, you are setting yourself up for failure, period. Every single day, you need to be doing something that shifts the needle forward in your business. And not just staying busy, not just working on your business, not just actually doing a little bit here and a little bit there. It's what can I do when I'm actually putting in the effort? Okay? Scrolling, overthinking, consuming content, that's not work. But what you should be doing daily to actually move your business, what is it? Talking to new people, expanding your network, building relationships, having conversations, following up with people, because most people don't say yes the first time. Creating content with intention, not just posting for the sake of it, like I said, and throwing spaghetti at the wall, but actually speaking to your audience in a way that drives action. Are you focusing on personal development, feeding your mind with things that are actually going to help you grow? Are you closing in your business, making offers, asking for the sale, helping people get started in the business that they are doing? If your daily activities don't include these things, then don't be surprised if your results aren't where they want to be. So I'm going to challenge you to make a list of 3 to 5 must-do daily actions and commit to them. No excuses. No going to bed until they're done. Okay? Because if you don't have a plan, you're going to default to doing nothing. And then nothing gets you quote-unquote stuck because you're not moving in your business. One of the biggest reasons that people often feel stuck is that they get too attached to the outcome. They put in an offer, they put in an ask, they do these things, and if nobody says yes immediately, they shut down. They have conversations. And then if a person doesn't sign up, they get discouraged. If a person doesn't purchase their product, they get discouraged. If a person doesn't work in their whatever kind of aspect of business you're in, then they get discouraged. They put up a whole post out on social media, but it doesn't get any engagement. So then they start doubting themselves and then they stop posting. Your job isn't to control people's decisions. Your job is to stay consistent within the process. You cannot tie your energy to whether or not someone says yes, whether or not someone likes your post on Instagram, okay? Because most people won't. But if you stay consistent, people will start paying attention because they'll have no way of not. Success is not about getting that immediate yes. It's about stacking these actions over time. So stop obsessing over whether one post, one conversation, or one follow-up leads to this groundbreaking thing or a groundbreaking sale. Focus on the daily actions that over time make you impossible to ignore. Because the consistency is always going to win, but only if you stick with it long enough to see the results. When you look at people that you spend your time with, who you follow, who you listen to, who you talk to daily, are they pushing you forward or are they giving you the excuses to say to yourself that you're feeling stuck? Because the energy that you surround yourself with, the energy that you are in is completely contagious. If you are someone who is surrounded by people who complain, who make excuses, who stay stagnant, well, guess what? That energy is going to rub off on you. But if you surround yourself with people who are moving, who are growing, who are taking that action, it forces you to level up. It forces you to be better. So really take inventory of who you are being around with. Who are you following on social media? Are they inspiring you or are they distracting you? Who do you talk to on the daily? Are they pushing you forward or are they keeping you small? Are they keeping you in a box? What are you listening to? Is it helping you think bigger, feel bigger? Is it feeding your doubts? Is it giving you that reason to doubt yourself? If you want to shift from waiting to winning, you need to put yourself in the environments that demand growth out of you. So get around the people who move more, who think big, who take action, because that energy will pull you forward, and before you know it, you'll be leading the way. Winning is not about luck. It's not about motivation. It's about the action, the discipline, the consistency. So stop waiting for motivation. Move and the motivation is going to follow. Get clear on the daily actions because scrolling is not a strategy. Detach yourself from the outcome and stay hyper consistent within the process. Surround yourself with people who are moving, growing, winning, right? The difference between waiting and winning is one decision. One decision. So I want you to decide right now, are you going to wait or are you going to win? And I want you to win. So decide today that you are going to go all in. I want you to cut through the fluff. Are you actually all in on your business or are you half in, half out, 1 foot in, 1 foot out, saying that you want success, but letting those distractions, the doubts, and the excuses run your life? Here's the reality. If your business is dependent on showing up fully for the next 90 days, like your life depended on it, how would you operate? Would you show up every single day with that energy, that urgency? Would you stop overthinking and just start taking action? Would you treat it like a real business, not just something that you will do when you feel like it? Or will you keep playing small? Will you keep hesitating? You keep making excuses as to why you can't push yourself in your business. The truth is that success isn't about realistically who's most talented or who has the biggest network. It's about who decides. and who goes all in. So I'm asking you right now, are you really in, or do you have 1 foot in and 1 foot out? If you're in and you're truly committed, you'll show up differently starting today. You will. I can guarantee that. So let's talk a little bit about distractions, because those are the things that is killing your business. And I'm not just talking about Netflix or social media. I mean anything that's taking up space in your day from moving you forward. Okay? Are you watching more than you're doing? Are you learning things and listening to things like this podcast, but you're not implementing them? Are you scrolling, or are you creating? There's nothing wrong with learning. I am an avid learner, but if you're only consuming and you're not executing, then that's like listening to something and never retaining what the topic is about. People tell me I don't have time, but then somehow they take the time to watch every single one of my stories or listen to every single one of our trainings. And they overthink their next post for hours and they don't post it. Your success isn't going to come from thinking about it. It's going to come from actually doing it. So here's a challenge for you. For the next 7 days, I want you to track how much time you are spent consuming over creating. If you're watching trainings, apply them immediately. If you're scrolling, stop and go create something. If you're overthinking, post it, send it to me, and I will be your biggest fan on the post, because I want you to take action. Because leveling up means cutting out what doesn't serve you and make space for what does. People act like success is some big mystery, right? Like some people just get lucky and others don't, but that's a complete lie. Success isn't magic, it's math. If you look at your business right now and you don't have the results that you want, it's not because success isn't possible for you. It's because your daily habits aren't aligned with the success that you say that you want. So be real with yourself. How many people are you talking to daily? How often are you following up? How many offers are you actually making? How much content are you actually putting out there? What actually drives the engagement and the sales, right? If you don't know the answers, then that's the problem. You can't expect to see results from the work that you're thinking of doing. You need to know what you're doing. So track your numbers. Set a daily goal for conversations, for content, for follow-ups, for offers. Write it down. Review it weekly. Adjust when needed. When you track your actions and you take the guesswork out of success, you're able to get to those results because it's not personal. It's data. And data, that can be fixed. That is something that you have complete control about. Who are you right now has gotten you to this level? And if you're feeling stuck, it's because you're bumping against the limits of who you've been. So I want you to break through. And I want you to become that next version of yourself. I love you guys. This is something I'm super passionate about. And I can't wait to see you in the next episode.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. It is our mission to help as many people truly thrive in all aspects of their life. It honestly means the world to us that you are here.
If you got any value, support, or takeaways from today's episode, the best thing that you can do is screenshot this episode and share it to your social media. Or you can leave us a review below. We read every single one.
If you are looking for additional support or resources, check the episode details below or send us a message on Instagram. We would love to connect.